Jonathan Lieber, who is our Vice President of Healthy Living for YUSA, called just a couple weeks ago and said, hey, would you come to the YUSA all-staff meeting? So that's all the execs and the resource directors and training personnel and our division people from YUSA that really do a lot of work for us with CDC, Department of Ed, and line up and help us with programs. And they work with a lot of universities across the country, too, in getting fidelity and programs done in a way that there's evidence-based programming. And he called and said, hey, will you come present? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm humbled and honored. And yes, I'd be happy to.
Well, you don't get the recognition or get asked to come and present for the national without somebody seeing what you're doing that also it registered with. So, I mean, how did they get the word of some of these programs that are doing so well here?
Well, we very much have evidence-based programs in place, and we have fidelity to the programs. You have to follow what's required because we're trying to prove some standards across the country to, you know, CDC, Department of Education, the Justice Department. A number of these programs are tied, and how do they, you know, prove results? And we were very fortunate to have Barbara Roth with us last week, and she's the youth and family leader for YUSA, and she came and basically went through seven of our different programs, and the Fun and Food and Fitness before and after school program, our early learning programs, our child development center, what we're doing at Lake Superior Village, and some of the collaborative work that we're doing. And she met with actually some of our collaborative partners and interviewed them, some of the principals that we work with on the West End, and, you know, the food, Farmer Q's, the owner, and then some of our other collaborative partners. And she came in and sat down when she was done, and I didn't go with her. I sent her with staff the whole time, and she came in after she was done and just said, wow, you know, people raise up your healthy living programs, but it doesn't hold a candle to what you're doing in education and early childhood.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like programs that are looking at maybe developing the healthy habits in young kids that they'll carry on into their life are really what's resonating right now.
That's it. And our programs very much do that. We follow the HEPA standards, which is health education, physical education. So the kids are actually very active and involved in the programs. They learn about nutrition. They learn about physical activity, bullying, you know, getting their homework done, responsibility, caring, you know, honesty, respect, the core values of the Y. And they're all incorporated in the programs that we do. And it makes a big difference. And I think parents are seeing that. And kids certainly are enjoying it. We had one of the kids told Barbara, she told me, she asked what they had for food. And they had chips and salsa. And she said, oh, you had potato chips? And the little guy said, no, we would never have potato chips here. This program wouldn't have unhealthy food. So it was really cute. And she just thought that was great. She took pictures of the guys and had fun with them.
Well, there are all kinds of programs at the Y for you to check out. So for people that want to find out about some of the upcoming programs, or they want to maybe stop in, get a day pass and check out what's there, what's a good way to find out more?
They can give us a call at the Y at 227-9622, or they can check out us on the website at ymcamqt.org.